You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Where's your most popular place to hide Christmas gifts? Before you wrap them and put them under the tree. And then the parents answered. Mm-hmm. But they turned around and they also asked thousands of children, where is the first place you look to try to snoop and find Christmas presents?
Right.
And what do you know?
Hey.
The most popular place that parents like to hide them is the first place that kids look.
It's funny how they matched up, huh?
Yeah. So for those of you who think you're being clever by putting the gifts in a bedroom closet.
Stop it.
It's the first place the kids go, and they find them every time.
It's obvious. Yeah, they're going to your room, your closet, and snooping.
They listed all the other various popular spots that people use under a bed. Again, is that a really good hiding spot? You're talking about somebody who's tiny. They can practically walk in the room and see under the bed.
Just lean over and look and see that Paw Patrol stuff.
The one that I saw on here that I thought was pretty good was the trunk of a car, because it's not that often that the kids are getting in the trunk.
So growing up, my dad had a Corvette. And I know that is one of the two places they would hide because, you know, you take the Corvette off insurance in the winter, you park it in the garage, and you put a cover on it. Well, they would pile the back end full of the toys, lock it up, and put the cover back on the vehicle, and that's where they kept most of them. The second place was the camper. We had an RV that they parked on the side of the house, and Mom would put gifts out there, lock it up, and then hide the key to the camper so we couldn't go out and snoop. And so they had two really good spots.
That's pretty good.
So no worries on, you know, under the bed or in a closet. Or
I also think it's a pretty good idea for people when they hide them at their office at work.
Yeah, that's pretty good, actually.
That's good. I mean,
that's
the kids
really
are never going to find them there.
No.
You might have thieving coworkers, but...
Yeah. I know we personally have kind of given up on the whole trying to hide gifts. My son's big into snooping right now. He's been snooping, and
where did he get that?
We've gotten on him. I was like, you got to quit snooping, buddy. Just stop it. Yeah, where did he get that?
You grew up, and you still are a snooper.
I know. I got to know.
So, of course, the acorn doesn't fall far.
And so we've basically given up, and we've just put the gifts in a pile in the basement, like in a back corner, and threw a blanket over it.
Oh, so he knows what he
did. And we've just said that, you know, if you are looking to ruin your Christmas, go ahead and go downstairs and snoop. But we highly suggest that you stay out of the basement, stay out of that corner, and don't look under the blanket.
How does a kid do that?
Oh, it drives him insane.
I was going to say, I don't know how, what's this willpower?
Like,
I mean,
even if we're down there doing things and he's down there, you see him like pace, you know, and he walks by and he gives it a glance and he goes and does something.
Bead of sweat going down
his forehead. He walks by the other way and gives it a little glance over here. And we're like, don't look under there. Don't do it. I've actually even set up a little, we've got an indoor camera, so I can set it up there in the basement and I have it pointed. And it starts recording upon motion. So if we get an alert that there's motion or something in the basement, we can see if he's down there.
You have set up surveillance over the gifts?
This is parenting in 2021, my friend.
My God.
There's like laser beams down there too. So if he crosses those.
Yeah. 50% of parents claim that they've been successful at hiding gifts and their kids haven't found them. My response to that is, how do you know?
How do you know is the thing.
How would you know?
You don't know.
I mean, you might feel like, oh, I did a pretty good job. I mean, if they're hidden over at a neighbor's house, I'm sure you're probably right or something. But
kids are good actors.
If you've just put it in a bedroom closet and you say, my kids never found that, you don't know.
Yeah, they could be totally acting come Christmas morning. Oh, great, Pokemon, my favorite, you know?
Here's a weird thing about me, even from when I was a kid, is that I'm not wired properly because I never wanted to snoop or look. Or like my sister was the one who would go and when nobody was around, she would undo the tape on the wrapped gifts and pull the end apart so she could look in
those,
and see.
Huh? Yeah.
And then she would, you know, put the tape back down and rub it back on there and everything.
Yeah.
She would do that. And I'm not wired that way. I didn't want to know until Christmas.
You wanted the surprise and the joy of the morning.
But people are different.
I was one of those. I wanted
to know. You were
a
snooper.
Yeah. And doesn't she know the hairdryer trick? You're supposed to hit the tape with the hairdryer to warm it up, and then it pops right off. And no
well,
problem.
We didn't have hairdryers back then.
Oh, back, right.
We had only candlelight and...
a new buggy for Christmas. That's right. New butter churner.
comments 303-691-1MIX 691-1649.
Yeah.
Do you have a hiding place that you are so proud of? And this doesn't necessarily have to just be from kids,
mm-hmm.
because, you know, if you've got a partner in your house that you're trying to hide from as well.
Yeah, yeah.
What have you found to be the best hiding spot? And please do not call and do the old joke about the oven. Because they never use
that. We've done that one many times.
We've already told that joke. Michael. Good morning, Michael. Welcome to the show.
Yes, good morning, guys. How are you doing today?
Good, buddy.
It's an excellent day. Where do you hide these gifts?
I have a loft in my garage that I hide everything in from the whole entire family.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Because nobody wants to go out there and get up there and deal with all the spiders and everything,
so you
got to
get a ladder out to get up there and everything?
Yeah, there's no built-in ladder or anything, and I have the ladder hanging on the wall, and I'm the tallest one in the family, so they don't even attempt to get the ladder.
That's great. You know, it's been awfully warm out, though, buddy. You know how it gets up in those lofts. Hopefully your gifts haven't melted.
No chocolate gifts this year.
Smart move.
Michael, thank you for the call. We appreciate you being on the show.
It's a good one.
Thank you very much. Here's Jocelyn. Jocelyn, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. How are you guys?
We're excellent. Super. Where is this hiding spot?
Mine is actually underneath my bed beside my side table.
We just talked about this, Jocelyn.
I'm not a parent, so.
Well, it's still such an obvious spot.
It's not even really hiding.
Listen, if you're going to do that, up your game. Get out a box cutter and get under there and cut that fabric underneath your box spring. Okay, and then tuck them up inside the box spring. That's how
there
you do it.
There you go. Yeah, mutilate your furniture.
Do that.
That's a good start.
That's the way, and hopefully you don't have a cat, because the cat will get up there too.
Jocelyn, thank you very much for the call. Thanks for being a good sport. Here's Janet. Janet, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Hi.
Where are they hidden?
Well, I hide them in the Suburban because we only use it to pull a horse trailer.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is, my husband said yesterday, we got to go get the Christmas tree tomorrow. We use the Suburban. So I had to cover it with a whole bunch of horse blankets and hope that the Christmas tree place is the one.
Kids will look under that. You need to cover it in horse manure so they don't. They'll look under a blanket.
Yeah,
they'll want to use that as a fort.
And I took the car keys so that he can't drive it and go get the tree.
All right.
Janet, thank you much for the call.
Do you think she got the horses any gifts this year?
I hope so. A little sugar cubes. What do they eat? Apples?
You're a little sugar cube.
Hello, Audrey. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hey.
Where are you hiding these things?
In our suitcases.
That's brilliant.
I've heard this trick before, actually. I like it a lot.
I think I got it from you guys years ago. And I've been doing it ever since.
I think there was a segment on our show where we talked about it. So
that's really good.
And it was the best idea ever. But I tell them it's at work. I say, all the presents at work. So don't go looking, but they're really in the suitcases.
Where are the suitcases at?
Downstairs in my walk-in closet.
All right. Mm-hmm. That's a great spot.
It's a really good spot.
Really smart.
I never look.
Well,
solid.
That you know of. You don't know.
Solid.
Thank you for
calling the show.
Bye, Audrey.
Okay. Bye.
Apologies in advance to everyone who's on hold that we're not going to get to because our lines are loaded. We're not going to get to every call, but thank you. Do we have time? We have time for at least one more. It's Tracy. Tracy, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. Great to be here.
Well, let's talk about hiding presents. What have you done?
Well, unfortunately, about 5 years ago, I hid it so well that it is still not to be found.
Do you remember what you hid? What was the gift?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was the brand new 2K for Xbox release. for my son and my nephew.
Oh, no.
So there's two of them still in our house that one day maybe they'll appear.
That's now, let's think funny. About this. How would you find,
you'll never
find
how
many
them.
Years ago? Did you say 5 years ago?
5 years. Yep. And the boys actually know that it's a gift we bought. So they even went hunting themselves one year. They tore the house apart. Like, we're going to find them.
So those were the games, right? So they're like in little slim DVD cases. So they could be slid up anywhere.
Oh, man.
And tucked in anywhere.
Now, wait a minute. You didn't lose them. You do have a recollection of hiding them, but you just don't remember where.
That is correct. My sister lives in Texas, and so we were there for Thanksgiving, and we bought them on Black Friday. So I looked through my suitcases and everything from Texas, called her to see if I've left them there. But nope, I am pretty confident I hid them when I got home for Black Friday.
Oh, my gosh.
And
that's really funny. That's going to be great if like another 15 years goes by, and then you find them, you know?
Well, it's like that scene from Christmas Vacation where Chevy Chase is locked up in the attic and he starts finding like old Mother's Day gifts that he had hidden or something.
So I'm just curious, hoping to get some ideas on the show today so that maybe I can go back and look for them in the places.
Who knows?
Oh my God, that's great.
Who knows?
We're so glad you called. Have a great day, okay?
Bye, Tracy. You as well.
See you later.
Good luck with that. That it will be a fun day when they do find them.
It will be like, we found them.
And again, apologies to everyone else that we couldn't get to your calls. Yeah. Quickly, I'll throw in a couple from Facebook. Belinda said, I've hidden things in a frozen foods box in the freezer out in the garage in a food that they would never want.
Oh,
it works great.
Good. That's good.
That's good. Yes, you'd have to be careful about what you put in a freezer, though.
Right.
And then Grant, this is a really good idea. He goes, I like to put things behind some books on our bookshelves. The kids never, ever think to look there.
Mm-hmm.
If you go up to like one of the higher shelves and all you got to do is pull the, if this is obviously for smaller gifts.
Yeah.
But if it's a small, like the ones that, you know, she was just talking about that she lost, the smaller things can go behind books and then you put the books back in and voila.
You never know. That's a good one too. Good stuff, guys.